All right, Rabbi Isai, I'd like to call up now the guest speaker, Rabbi Tzion Twersky. Shmai Heilech Lefanov, not only as a Rav from Milwaukee, a very successful Rav in his Avodah, working with Eden, learning with Eden, being Makar of Eden, but what makes it so unique this evening is that he's a person that's Makuriv to Baba V'Chassidim, Baba V'Chassidis, and therefore has a very special insight with Reb Yaakov Kornwasser's Chassidish background. As we all know, Reb Yaakov was also deeply involved in Babav. So without further ado, I would like to call up Reb Tzion Twersky, please.
Shus, the Shishivas Lazangazin, Rabbonim, Misaimim, Choshevi guests, Kornwasser family. Hearing the Kornwasser name took me back many years when I had the privilege to be a Ben Bayis by my great uncle, Zecharnei Livracha, the Bav Verov, and the fondness, the cherish in which he was held as being an achsanya, they felt very much not just at home, but respected and loved by the Kornwassers. And I'm hoping that in some small way I can act as a shliach of my great uncle, Zecharnei Livracha, to express some of that hakaras hatov. Frankly, I don't understand what's going on here. We know, traditionally speaking, that every crime deserves a punishment, but the punishment has to be fitting the crime. Similarly, the same applies to reward. If a person does well in business, he receives a financial promotion. Here, Bachrim spent an entire year harving a Masechtas Kiddushin. So what do we do to mark it? We spend hours in Bittul Torah, serving food, drinking, enjoying. It doesn't make any sense. The punishment is not fitting of the crime. We should take the Bachrim, you were just Messiah Masechtas Kiddushin, lock them in a room without food and water, and tell them to learn for 12 hours without a hefsek. That makes sense. And by the way, the same issue, I walked into this building, walked into this Bes Medrash. A Bes Medrash is supposed to be a dark, dilapidated room without furnishings. This is Kenahara Pracht. The same question, by the way, applies to why we make a suda le'ilui nishmas and iftar. Where is the logic? An iftar is a neshama basking tachas ziv oreh shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you eat food? Shtal, a seder, a tvila, zogtilim. The minhag Yisrael is to have a suda. As the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Amar Bishur ben Levi, B'chol Yom, Baskel, Yoitzes, Mahachoyrev, Umachrezes, V'yomeres, Oylem, Lebriyes, Malbonis, Shal Teira, Shekol Mishen, Oysik, B'teira, Nikonazuv. Other names, translating loosely, every day, echo goes out from Mahachoyrev and says, woe upon the Briyes, who disgrace Torah. For anyone who is not Isik b'Torah, Nikra, someone who doesn't toil in Torah is a disgrace, is an embarrassment, excommunicated. We know, we just learned in Daf Yomi, Chazal tell us that somebody who has the opportunity to learn Torah and doesn't learn says much worse things than disgraced and embarrassed. So he kares tikares, he's kares by the mazeh and he kares by the maba. Seems that the punishment is much worse than just the disgrace. So what is the Mishnah referring to when it says somebody who's not an oisik b'Torah is called a disgrace? The bracha we say every morning is lasoik b'divrei Torah. We don't make a bracha lilmoid Torah, lahagos b'Torah. We make a bracha lasoik b'divrei Torah. What's esek? What does it mean? Esek, by definition, as Chazal interpret it, and I know many businessmen who do business this way, you start out the day in the marketplace with $5. You buy and you sell and you buy and you sell, and you finish your day with $5. It's time to go to Kailal. That's not esek. Esek is you start your day with $5 and you buy and you sell and you buy and you sell and you finish your day with $100. That's esek. That's an askin, that's a tagger, that's a person who's an who understands business. When the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that somebody is not oisik b'Torah, he's not talking about a person who's not learning. He's talking about people who get up in the morning and do everything right. They daven and they learn. They say tillim. The Messiah Masechtis. But there's no esek. What's esek? What's the esek in Limud HaTorah? What are we supposed to be getting out of it? Where is the profit? In addition, it seems that the Limud HaTorah stands on its own. What's the esek? So here's my sweet revenge. I told Rabbi Gross that I learned in Philly. And the Rosh Yeshiva had a good time with me. And it's unfair because I was a little kid and they were able to tease me and I couldn't tease back. Now what's worse is I didn't even know what to tease back. I remember fondly that I went to my sister's chasana and I went to the Rosh Yeshiva to ask Rishus to go, and Rosh Yeshiva said to me, "Bin tzion duvestach. As mitzvah tants is a loshen sagi noy." I had to wait till I got home to ask my father what he was talking about. So, Baruch Hashem, higia hayoyim, and Baruch Hashem, this is an offshoot of a tilda of Philly, so I'm going to say some divrei Torah from the Balatanya. Revenge is very sweet. Latani quotes a medrash, Tzufelig, it happens to be that the Nefesh HaChaim concludes his Perek Dalad on Limud HaTorah with the very same Chazal. Nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyos Leidira B'Tachtonim. That the Tachlis HaBriya, the purpose of creation, was that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to have a Dira, he wanted to have a dwelling place here in this world. B'Tachtonim. Why is this world referred to as a tachtein? How do you measure closeness and distance vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Explains the Balatanya that we live in a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not at all evident. We don't see the Yad Hashem. Nefesh HaChaim mentions twice in Perek Dalid says it again and again, that were the Rebbeinu Shlem to remove his Ashgacha from the world for a single moment, the world would cease to exist. And how many of us look at creation in that way? How many of us look out at any Dover Gashmi and perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word sustaining it and creating it? We don't see it. It's an Alma de Pruda. It's a world of denial. It's a world of concealment. The very world, the very word, Olam, comes from the word helam, which means concealed. And the Rebbeinu Shlom's desire is that he took our neshamas and placed us in this physical world in order that we will illuminate the world with his presence, in order that we will declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mastery over all of creation. That there is nothing that denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Everything declares Hashem's mastery. And we do so when we fulfill mitzvahs gashmias, but most importantly, we do so when we sit down and learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, a Torah that touches on every facet of business, every facet of technology, every facet of agriculture. No matter which area it is, the Torah has something to say about it. And when we harv in those sugyas, when we go through Shas and Paiske, when we go through the sugyas in Halacha, we declare, we reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mastery. Latanya says, we don't see it. To our naked eyes, it appears to remain concealed. So he says, it is munach for us to see in Yemei HaMashiach. Each one of us is destined to see the light that we have revealed, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have revealed in our lifetime. Ulai. That's why Emunah and Bias HaMashiach is one of the Ikrei Emunah. Because it's a driving force that forces us to continue to want to reveal that which we will once have the privilege to behold. Just to be fair, Shad Dalid, Perik Yud Dalid, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says about Limud HaTorah, V'oz mishtal shel v'nimshach shifas oiru bracha mimkar shorsha elyon al kol olamos. When we learn Torah, that we draw into this world an oiru bracha from its source above to all of the worlds. V'gam ha'aretz he'ira mikvaydo misbareches. We illuminate the entire world with the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence. That, Rabbi Yisai, is Esek. It's not just that we fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But when we sit down to learn, we must appreciate the fact that there is an enormous miracle that's taking place at that moment. We are revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. That's Esek HaTorah. And in order to keep us focused on that fact, the bracha that we recite every morning is Lasoik B'divrei Torah. With all the words that we are going to say today, with all the sugyas that we're going to cover, there's an Esek, there's a prophet. We're bringing the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to illuminate the darkness of the Bria. Therefore, it's most appropriate that when we celebrate a siyum, we don't mark it with Limud HaTorah alone, but we sit down to a Geshmak Yesuda and we celebrate the revelation that takes place in the Gashmias. And when we want to recognize the accomplishments of Alech Degiyid, we do it with a suda, because that's what his life was about. It was revealing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in darkness, and he knew of darknesses that far outweighed any darknesses that we will ever experience with Naivish and Self. That's our Avoida. Our Avoida is to reveal in the concealment. My father, Zazan Gazint, once said, in the Pasuk in B'chukai say, Telecho, so Rashi says, Shetio Amelim B'Toyra. So he asked the obvious question, why didn't the Pasuk say, in Timalu B'Toyra? If that's what it means, why didn't the Pasuk say it? Why does the Pasuk use the language of B'chukai say, Telecho? So he suggested that the Torah is referring to how we walk our regular lives, how we work in business. If our amelus, if when we deal in the world, it's done b'teira, and therefore the Torah addresses it in b'chukai say telechu in your normal halicha sa'ilam. Is it done b'derech ha'teira? Is it done to illuminate the world? Says Rashi, Shetiu amelim, that even when you're amel in the world, in the marketplace, it's b'teira. You're doing it to reveal the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. I think it's very fitting that all of the recognition that we heard here tonight regarding Rav Tzvi Reisman Zal Zayin Gezint, who, if anyone had to compress what was said here tonight, he is the Samal, the image of a person who understands this in both of these worlds. He is Isaac B'Toyra, and he is Isaac B'Toyra. And one can't take place without the other. There is no more befitting tribute to Rabbi Tzvika Reisman and the fact that this Bismedrash, where this Torah is learned, is B'tachlis Hayoyfi V'Yahidur, because that's what he's all about. It's about revealing the concealed. It's about bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence to areas that otherwise appear to be void, places of apparent darkness. The generation of Mr. Kornwasser, Zechor Nedevracha, of my great uncle, the Baba Rav, Zechor Nedevracha, were people who went through a Gehenim, people who survived the losses of everyone near and dear and beloved to them. And nonetheless, they understood, not despite their experiences, but because of their experiences, that they had a mission to fulfill. And that mission was to be Maimid Doiris of Balei Torah, Erlecha, Yiddisha, Nachestike, Doiris, that will carry on a legacy that they brought from Radomsk, from Babov, from Sanz, from a world of tzaddikim who understood that their mission was la'asayk b'divrei Torah. So as you bachrim celebrate your siyum, as the parents celebrate the naches of your children being mesayim, as the Rosh Yeshiva appreciate what their talmidim have accomplished, the one who has the greatest amount of naches is the fact that there is an entire new mesechta that illuminates the world with Hashem's presence. Our tefillah is that we should be zeicha b'mehera b'karev, to be able, through the coming of Mashiach, to see the oiris that were nizgala through your learning, through our Torah and mitzvahs. And may the Rebbeinu Shlom help that up until that time we don't lose sight of the fact that that's the true goal, is to make a dira b'tachtonim for the Ribbono Shel Olam, to see to it that whatever we touch in Avodas Hashem should be lasek b'divrei Torah.